Atar v'chartonu. We say in davening, on Yom Tov, Atar v'chartonu mikol ha'amim, Ahavto yisonu v'rotziso bonu, Ben Shem loved us, v'rotziso bonu, v'roim amtonu mikol ha'lashoynes. He was meroimim us from all the lashoynes. The Loshon, Mikol HaLoshonis, doesn't make sense. Normally when you talk about, you say, Rav Amton, Mikol HaGoyim, from other people, how do you talk about a Loshon that he made us higher than all other Loshonis? Loshonis is not a person. You could say, Rav Amton, he made us higher. Mikol HaLoshonis Achayim, Loshon HaKodesh, or he made Loshon HaKodesh higher than all other Loshonis. You can't talk about a man, Klal Yisrael, Mikol HaLoshonis. Doesn't make sense. Vono v'chato mikol am v'loshon. The Ben Shem chose us from every nation, from every language. Chose us from every language. You can say you were boicha from other languages, Loshon HaKodesh. You can't say mikol, v'onu v'chata mikol am v'loshon. In the parsha of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, so it says, "Vayitzeh Hashem elekim es ha'adam ofer min adama." Man was created, his flesh is ofer min adama. Vayipach ba'apov, the literal translation says, he blew into him nishmas chaim, a neshama. And the Shema from the Rebbeinu Shem was Chelek Elokim Imal. Vayihi Adam leNefesh Chaya. And that man was for Nefesh Chaya, a living soul. What's the Chiddush of Nefesh Chaya? I mean, it says by the animals as well. You take a look when he created all the different animals. Yishitzu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya. He's talking about the Shrotzim. When it came Teitzo Oretz, Nefesh Chaya Lamina Behema Veremis. He's talking about Nefesh Chaya, talking about Behemas. Nefesh Chaya, by he Adam Nefesh Chaya, that's a Maila in a person. It says by the Behemas, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, Nefesh Chaya. Rashi asked the kasha. Af behema v'chaya nikru nefesh chaya. Also behema and achaya were also called nefesh chaya. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Vayihi adam lenefesh chaya. Ach zu shel adam chaya shebekulo. Says Rashi and Meridiki Yisrael. This of a man that v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim was chaya mikulom. It was more alive or had more of a chiyus than all the other creations. Sheni toisev boi deo v'dibu. Because they got added to the Adam, deo, seichel, v'dibu, and speech. What does Rashi want here? Let me be mazbir. Be'etzem the Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, Vayi Adam nefesh chaya, you would learn it up as two separate things. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, blew into him in a shama. Vayihi adam nefesh chaya. Okay, now he's like any other animal, walking around. He was alive. The unklus, Targum unklus, Yonis and Benazil. They line it up as one thing. Vayipach ba'adam ba'apav nishmas chay, says the Targum. He blew into him a lebedik in the shama. Vahavas ba'odom l'ruach mamalalo. And man became a person of speech. So the koyach of the neshama gives the person the koyach of speech. He says it's one thing. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, vayihi adam nefesh chaya. A different madrega than a behema. A man has deya and he has dibu. Dibu is the essence of a person. That's the koyach haneshama that's in him. If the neshama leaves a person, he's a daimon, innate object. Garnished. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The nishmas chayim that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in him made him into a ruach mamala, made him into a person, a chaya that has deya, that has das, and dibu. The koyach hadibu of a person is a teitzor from his koyach haneshama. And that's what makes the difference between a man and a behemoth. Avad it says nefesh chaya by all the behemoths and the shrotzim, but there's a higher level of nefesh chaya. There's a nefesh chaya which has deya and dibu. Deya and dibu is what is the essence of a human being. When the koyach hadibu is taken, and nishke mensch, when the deya is not there, a chaya is on a higher madrega. A chaya can take care of himself even though he has no seichel, he has instincts, and he has no dibu. A person, once the deya and the dibu goes, needs help. Achzu shel ha'odom chaya shebekulom. Says Rashi, a man is more alive. He's on a different madrega. Sheni toisa by deya v'dibu. We look at a chaya, a behemah breathes, a behemah eats. A behemah does everything that a human being needs to do. The musuk of chaya, v'atum mechaya es kulam, that we say in Vayivorech David, it's in Psukah de Zimra. V'atum mechaya es kulam, there's a chiyus in everything. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam giving it a chiyus, it wouldn't exist. V'atam mechayes kulam is written on a daimon. Daimon is a net object, the moshal, a stone. A stone has chiyus as well. But it's not a chiyus, it's not the nefesh chaya of Adam. There's a daimon, then there's a next madrega of tzemeach. It grows, it has more of a chiyus, it can grow. A rock doesn't grow. Then there's a behemoth. A behemoth can take care of it, to walk around. And then there's the Adam. On top of that, says the Kuzri, there's a fifth madrega called Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is above even the Koyach HaMadaber. I'll explain it. What's Klal Yisrael over the regular Madaber? The chiyus that a person has over a tzemeach, over something that grows, over a behema, is one thing that the neshama gave him. And the neshama with the offer min adoma, together, the neshama that was blown into the offer min adoma, which is be'etzem a doimin, a person after 120 is no worse than a rock, there's nothing you can do with him, can't do anything. The neshama that went into him gave him the koyach hadibu. That koyach hadibu is mikoyach the seichel. Seichel vadibu. Dibu is what makes the difference between a adam, the nefesh chaya of a person, the chiyus that he has, and the behemah. This higher madregas by Yankov Avinu, you see that chiyur ruach Yankov Aviyah. There was a new chiyus when he got nevuah. You see, when he heard that Yosef was alive, so the pasuk says, "Vatchi ruach Yankov Aviyem." There was a naya chiyus. It was a higher madrega. Nevuah came back to him. That's even a higher madriga than the regular person. But the more chiyus there is mikoyach hadibur. Umas ha'ilam had 70 lashonos. Says Moshe Rabbeinu was be'er as ha'Torah. He explained the Torah. Says Rashi b'shivim lashonos. Each ummah has its lashon. Every nation has its own lashon. The essence of a person is what he says. His dibur. Expression of what he is. Chazal, the Mefarshim say that the writing, the kulna shel alev, the writing, the pen of the heart is the mouth. Chavos Havavos, I think, says it. Kulna shel alev, the pen of the heart. That means the essence of a person is the way he speaks. Avada, every ummah has a lashon. Every ummah is its expression is through the way it speaks. Klal Yisrael is above all those ummahs. Because the way Klal Yisrael speaks, Lashon HaKodesh, that the Lashon HaKodesh that Torah was given to, the expressions of Lashon HaKodesh, is a different madrega. When Klal Yisrael, when we say that we're in Mamtonu Mikol HaLashonos, we're talking about the Etzem Metzius of Klal Yisrael. It's not about the language, it's about the way Klal Yisrael speaks. It's the Ummah, each Ummah, its essence of what kind of person they are, what kind of Ummah, what kind of nation it is, you can see from the way they talk. To different shivim lashonos, the 70 different types of lashonos. Klal Yisrael has its own lashon of lashon hakodesh. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, the way Klal Yisrael expresses himself, the way Klal Yisrael speaks, the way who Klal Yisrael is mikol halashonos, is above all other lashonos. The essence is different from all other nations. The mahus is different. Uvonu v'chartu mikol am v'loshen, the Rebbeinu Shlom chose us. Mikol am v'loshen. He chose us because our loshen is different. Because we express ourselves different. We talk differently. And that makes Klal Yisrael different. I want to be mayor of one nakuda over here. When we talk about dibur, the olam doesn't really understand koyach hadibur. There's a nefesh ha'chaim over there. That's when we should learn it inside. Hizikana is ha'odom. Here, the Torah is Mazir, warns a person, Machmas Hayesa Ato B'zeh Ho'ilam HaShofel, that since he's in this lowly world, She'ena Roya, he doesn't see Umasig and doesn't understand Habinyan, what he builds, or Harisa, or what he destroys, Chas V'Sholom, Hanase Lamala Bo'ilomis, that's done up there, Mikol Dibu V'Dibu Shaloi, from every word that he says, he might even think, what's the big deal? What did I say? I said a word over here, I said a word over here. What did my words do up there? That it'll do shum pula v'inyin ba'ilum, that it's going to do something so terrible? He's got to know, every small dibu and every small sicha kala, of anything that he expresses, lo is avid, doesn't go for waste. Any dibu, coil, voice, or hevel, even a breath, doiraisa, of Torah, it's Leisa of davening. Nivroim kama malochim kadoshim. Do you know how much you build, how many malochim kadoshim you create? Ubehepach. A dibu shaloi toiv chas v'sholom. In a dibu that's not good, hu boine rekim oiloma shel shov l'samach men. He's building oilomas for the sotan. V'gurim chas v'sholom. And he causes harisas v'churban oilomas. And he causes destruction and the churban of all the ilomas hanoigim the sherish hadibo, that goes to the sherish hadibo. In fact, the Mefarshim explain, why is koyach hadibo such a terrible aveira? Mefarshim explain that the koyach, be'etzem, the only mokim in a person's body that is machabe shemayim v'oretz, oretz is ofem in adoma, v'yipach, that's adoma, a person was created from Ofam and Adoma. That's the Gashmi's part. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam created an Neshama in him. What's Mechaba? What joins the two parts? What makes a person either become a Ruchni Yiddika person or become more Gashmi Yiddika person? Is Mikoyach HaDibu. Dibu is what's Mechaba Shemayim V'Oret. And therefore Dibu has such a Koyach that creates the difference. The chib of Shemayim Va'oretz, that's why it's so powerful. In connection with the Har Nof tragedy, I don't know, some people might still be thinking about it. But there's a chelak, besides the ritzichas that went on, there's a chelak that the olam perhaps saw it, heard about it, perhaps you saw all the pictures on YouTube. There's a Meridika Musa Haskell, what went on over there. Normally, there's a Gezerim and Ashamayim. Say that. Person gets killed, he gets blown up, whatever. Here, besides walking into a Beis HaMedrash and doing a Shechita, I don't know how much you know, but heads went rolling. Arms were cut off. Ears were cut off. The Gufa Odom was nischalal, was desecrated. That means there was a reshus from the Ribbono Shel Olam to go in, not just to kill, but to desecrate the Gufa Odom. That's Meshamish Bakoidish. not only Meshamesh B'Kodesh, because there's a neshama in it. Meshamesh B'Kodesh during the Avodas HaKodesh of a tefillah, of Omid Lifnei Hashchina. Meshamesh B'Kodesh B'Shash when you're Otuf, B'Talos and Tefillin. That even those who have been by buses blowing up and different terrorist attacks, even those who've seen it, cleaned up the mess afterwards, said they've never seen such a tzvicha, they've never seen such a thing before. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ba'avoy nivlus peh, the avera of nivul peh, soris rabois. There's going to be a lot of tzoros, ugzerus koshois, and very strong gzerus mischadshois. Ubachurei seine Yisrael meisim, and young bochrim die. Yisoymul ma'almonos tzayakim. There'll be yisoymul, there'll be almonos, they'll be shouting. Ve'ena nenen, they're not going to be answered. Chenema, says the Gemara, al kein bachurav le'ismach Hashem, the Ribbono Shleilim is not happy with his bochurim. Ves yisoymul almonos lo yirachim. And the Ribbono Shleilim is not going to have rachmonos on yisoymul and almonos. Ki kulei chonef umeira v'chol peh. Doivin Nevola, every peh, it speaks Nivel peh. B'chol zois, leishov apois. All this Ribbono Shel Olam, v'oid yodei netuyo. And his hand is still outstretched. Don't think that there was a kapora, and we're over it. There's still a din. Shabbos. What's the idea of the says Rashi, Omar Abchanan Baraba, Barova. Hakol Yedin Kalal Nichneses Lechupa. Everybody knows why a Kal is Nichneses Lechupa. Ela Kola Manavil Piv. Somebody use Manavil Piv. Afilo Chosim and Olav Gazadin Shoshona Toiva. Shoshivim Shona Toiva. Somebody use Manavil Piv. Even though there was a Chasima. Even though the Ribbono Shel Olam stamped that there's going to be 70 years L'toivo, Hoifchin Olav L'ra, the Ribbono Shel Olam turns it over L'ra. That means you can have S'chuyos for 70 years that your Zeicha, from your Maisim Toivim, from your Torah, for whatever you did, for your Chasadim, for 70 years, L'toivo. Nivul peh, you make one Latzonos of Inyone Ishus. Loma Nichnas is L'chupa. Choysim in Olav L'toivo. Hoifchin Olav L'ra. What's up, Nivul peh? More than any other Avera. The Maral says a murder dikatifa vot. Lashon Hara. Let's take a Lashon, a dogma of Lashon Hara. He says, Lashon Hara, at the end of the day, the reason why it kills is not because of the dibur. The dibur is a hechatimtza, how to make bad, how to make feel bad the other guy. So ba'etzen, the dibur is a hechatimtza, it's a kli that's used to make, to bashmutz the other guy. Most aveiras bepeh is not negir to the etzem dibur. I know it's devorim, I'll hurt somebody. So I get an oynish not because of what I said, of what it caused. Nivel peh is the only thing that starts and starts within the dibur. Nobody got hurt. Nobody even has to know what I said. I could have said it between myself and the four walls. Why is it so bad? The nivel peh is more than lashon hara. Af nivel peh, says the Gemara. Hoifchen le l'ra. 70 years you turn around. Gezerus koshes mischadshei, says the Maral. There's new gezerus, there's new chidushim in the gezerus. Tzoros rabbis. Nivel peh, more than lashon hara, more than anything else. Yeah. Because dibur is the essence of a person. The tzur of Adam, vayihi Adam la nefesh chaya, is because the koyach and the shoma that was put into him gave him the koyach of day of seichel and dibur. Dibur is the expression of who the person is. It's the pen of the heart. It's who you are. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that a person can speak nivel peh, it's chat, you've destroyed the essence of a human being. Surah Sa'adam, of what you're supposed to be, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from Klal Yisrael, v'rim amtonu mikol al shaynos, that Klal Yisrael is in a different madrega of chiyus. That's mikoyach hadibu. And when that mikoyach, when that dibu, just the dibu alone, just the dibu itself, goes out the window, so the whole Tzuras HaAdam is finished. The Chorban is the biggest Chorban at Shayach. Because you just killed off the Tachlis HaBriya. Tachlis HaBriya. The purpose of the Briya was that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to put in offer a neshama. And through this neshama there'll be a Koyach HaDibu. And with this Koyach HaDibu you'll be able to either become a Ruchnistika person or a Gashmistika person. And you just killed his whole plan. You killed his whole plan, so there's nothing to live for. Afilu shivim shana, which is the lifespan of a person. Hoifchin loy l'ra, they turn it over l'ra. Why? Because you just killed the whole essence of a human being. You just killed the whole bria that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create. And therefore there's no rachmonos. Yisrael and almonos. When the person does an avera, b'yad, b'regel, b'adah, whatever the avera is, but you didn't kill the essence of human, of the human, of the tachlis habriya. Dibu is so powerful. Dibu is what's machaber, the gashmius with the ruchnius. Dibu is what makes you be the Oved Hashem that you're supposed to be. Dibu gives you the whole tzura of a person. When that goes out the window, then kol chayov, then the whole tachlis of your living is gone. Where do you learn Koyach HaDibur? First, Musa Shmuz in the Torah. Parshas Noach, Mina Behema Tohiro. From the Behemoth of Tohiro, Mina Behema Sheinenu Tohiro. Says the Gemara, Mina Behema Sheinenu Tohiro. He could have said Mina Behema Tmeo. Why did it say Asher Einenu Tohiro, which is not Tohiro? It could have saved 8 words. Oko Makosov, says the Gemara. 8 letters. And each letter in the Torah is Olamos. And it said, and it added on extra letters, Asher Einenu Tohiro. Is there anything wrong with saying a behemoth to me? Elamai. The Gemara and Psochim. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Shuban Levi. Al Yetzi Odom Dova Maguna. We're not even talking about Nivul Peh. We're not even talking about four-letter words. Al Yetzi Odom Maguna Mipev. Something that's not nice. Chari Oka Makosov Shmoina Oisius. What Vala Hoti Dova Maguna Bepiv. Didn't want to say something negative. Something not nice. Why should never mina behema tohiro, mina behema shenenu tohiro? Hani Tilsakana, says the Gemara on Daf Gimel on the base of Psochim. Want to look at it later? There was these 3 Koyanim. 3 Koyanim. And they were going, they were sharing the lechem upon him. Chadoma Higianu Kofu, Kapul. Kapul is a very small e. Chadoma Higiani Kazayis. One said, I got enough of the Kazayis. Vachadoma Higiani Kazov Al To'o. I got like the tail of a sheep. Okay. So what was he saying? He had enough lechem upon him, was Gishmak. Bodku Acharov. They were boiding after this Kohen who said, Nishkin Shena Loshen. Not a nice lotion. Umotsu by Shemetz Psul. They found that he had a psul. He was a cholo. He was posul la avoida. In fact, the Gemara, Ein Boitkim en Amezbech Lamaila. The halacha is that once a kohen is already serving on the Mizbech, you're not Boitik in his yichus because they've already been Boitik. So how can you say that he's a cholo? So Gemara says, "You boy say Mashani Hosum the Hosum the Iu the Ora Nafsha." He himself proved that the Bedika wasn't a good Bedika. By what? By saying what? That the Kzayis, that the Shtikel Lechem, the Lechem upon him, I got such a big portion; it was the size of a tail. Nishkan Shena Loshem. When you don't speak nicely, they're boydik. He was a cholo. He wasn't roi farveda. How do you know it from? Because the way he speaks, that's who he is. There must be something wrong with the guy. There must be something that he's not shy of to be an Oved Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh to bring korbanos. To speak that way, there must be a psul. Did he say anything prost? No. Noch a Meise. Sitting in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chadom amim b'nei ma boitzim b'tahara v'in meiskim b'tahara. He said, "Ve'in moiskin b'tahara." V'chadam b'vnei ma b'itzim b'tahara u'moiskin b'tuma. He didn't say "ein moiskin b'tahara." He said "u'moiskin b'tuma." Oma, he said, "Muftachani b'zeh shemoira hira b'Yisrael." By me, it's klar. The one that said "ein b'tahara" didn't say the word "tuma." He's zicher going to be a poisek one day. Didn't take too long and he became a Pesach. What's Pesach? Divu is who you are. The Chaznish was so macro. When a guy turned around and said to somebody else, "Mr. Shakram," Chaznish got very nervous and he said, "Zok is the emes in Ganzen." He's not saying the emes. Adinus, the edelkeit of a ben Torah, the edelkeit of a person, is how he speaks. Who a person is, what a person is mikoyach ha-dibur. And dibur paskens up everything. That is the pen, that your heart, of the heart, that's what you write with. How you talk, how you express yourself. And there's no such thing as saying, "I was angry, so it slipped. He got on my nerves. He took something from me." Because even loy ashalenu tahira, to say a behemoth tameya, is a nafkimina whether he's going to become a paisuk or whether you're a cholo, you're posel la aveda. Two talmidim sitting in a yeshiva. Both learning, three koinim doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Can you see any difference between them? Do you know if there is a difference? Do you know who's both learning Basmo de Gedoyla? Could be one's a bigger Balkishan than the other. And yet one steigs used to become a Pesach, a Rav, one koin, two koinim, stay in the avoda. The other, what went wrong? Did he do any gross avera? No. His expression is saying everything. How he speaks is saying who you are. Dibu has a koyach to make olamos, to build olamos. Da mala mala, know what's above you. Know what's going on upstairs. How do you know who you are? Mimcha, it's from you. Because with your koyach hadibur, you're building olamos. With your koyach hadibur, you're destroying olamos. But it's more than that. With your koyach hadibur, you're destroying the essence of who a person is. When you destroy who the essence of a person is, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you killed the whole, the backbone of why I created this world. Then everything is hefka. Then Torah mischad shoyz. Who knows? En lanu novi, v'loy ben novi. That they had the rishus to come in. Not only just to kill, but to destroy Tsuras Ha'adam, to deform the person. Who gave them Roshus if it's not Ba'avoy Nivol Peh? And Chazal tell us it doesn't start with the Roshoim, it starts with the Tzadikim. So that whoever went, it's not a cheshbon in it. That's a different cheshbon.
Forget the Gemara says over there. The Goyim brings it down. The Goyim says, Claude, it starts with the Tzadikim. But the destroyed Tzuras HaAdam, the form of a person, that hasn't happened in years and years in Klal Yisrael. That they can come in and cut people up, chop the hand off that's holding tefillin, chop the head off that has a tefillin shorosh on him. You're destroying Tzuras HaAdam. What destroys Tzuras HaAdam? Dibur. Nivul peh. And the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says that the Einshim is also on those that hear it and are not Meichah. And if Chas V'Shalom somebody's Moicha, then there's more Nivul Peh that comes out. Moicha? That somebody should be Moicha to another Yeshiva Bochum, a Retnish Tazoi? You don't say such words. How many Bochum have come to me and said to me, Rebbe, you've got to do something about the dormitory. You've got to do something. It's Hefka. Dibul begon Hefka in Gansen. For any small thing, any four letter in the dictionary comes out of the any bocha's mouth. Chas v'shalom that somebody should be moicha, he'll get a double portion over his head. Tzuras HaAdam, and then you want to know why we have no cheshek to stay in yeshiva? That we have no cheshek to be part of a yeshiva? It's shver, even with all the miftzaim. Still can't make it. Still can't come. It's Wilnish coming. Efshe, it's because the Tzuras HaAdam has gone down the drain. Efshe, it's the cholol. Your posel la'avoidah. Like the coin in the Beis HaMikdash. Efshe, the Rebbeinu Yisrael says he's a cholol. There's nothing to him. He's a pagam in his yichus. He's not going to be a Moira Hira in Klal Yisrael. Because the way he talks, he's killed Tzuras HaAdam. And when we talk that way, when Yeshiva Bochum in the Beis HaMikdash, this is the Beis HaMikdash of today. When we're doing that avodah of sitting and learning. And we're patterning it by saying that the kezayis that I got is like the tail of an animal. Your pasul avodah. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, no. You can't come on the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring korbanos to me. I'm not interested in your davening. I don't need your Torah. Because you killed Tzuras HaAdam. And when Klal Yisrael talk that way, then there's a hefkerus that they have the koyach. Those rotzchim have a koyach to destroy Tzuras HaAdam. To destroy, to deform what a person's supposed to look like. How a person's supposed to be buried. Or even how a person's supposed to be alive. Guy's walking around with an ear that's stuck to his head. Does that make sense? Yeah, Chazal says it starts with Sadiqim. Do you understand what sakana we're in? Do you understand that Shivim Shona L'Toiv is Nepach L'Ro? Do you understand that Mikoyach Hadibo, the Rebbeinu Shleim is sending us a message, I don't want you Avoida. I don't need you first Seder. I don't need you second Seder. I don't need you davening either. Because you're not roi to, you're not fitting to become on the, to bring on the Mizbeah. You're not fitting to be an Oved Hashem to me. Because nothing's going to come out of you. The Adinus, the Edelkeit of how we speak, is a difference whether I'm roi to come up on the Mizbeach, whether I can bring up on the Mizbeach. Today the Mizbeach is bringing Korbanos to Ribbono Shel Olam, davening, learning. Those are the Korbanos that we bring today. And when you say Cholol, you're possible Avodah. Or the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, he's not going to vaxize the Rav. He's not going to vaxize the Pesach. He can sit and learn. Sultan Zayn Adinus. He's missing an Edelkeit. Take a look at the Mesilas Yisharim. In Perek Yud Aleph. Which page? Lechshach Odom Loma. You know which page it is? Shemasha Omran Nivul Peh. It's only to get people nervous. There's nothing wrong. You can talk about in Yoni issues. It's no big deal. It's only a harchoka, right? What you call today a shvacha de rabbonon, right? It's only a shvacha de rabbonon. Laharchik atzmi min aveira. Somebody who gets excited, he's got a hot blooded guy. Shimi Bey Dabru boy, when he talks about it, the day Bali Day Taiva, he comes to Taiva. Ava Misha Omer der Schaik Ba'alma. A dirty joke. What's the big deal? So today we have a Murid Gazach called What's Up. Right? And there's different clubs. This club, I thought what the name is called, and there's Levaria Behemoth, and there's Levaria this, and there's Levaria that. If I'm already talking about it, I might as well make the Macho. What Bochum sent to each other, I went through somebody's phone. While he was sitting next to me, okay? Don't worry about it. I don't open up anybody's phone. Yeah, while he was next to me, and I went through what guys are sending each other. The members. Forget about the pictures. The memories. And you expect to steig in learning. You expect that's Suras Ha'odom. And then you want to know why I don't have Siyata Dishmai when the Ribbono Shel Olam says you're a cholol. You're posel la'avoda. I feel me some derech schoik ba'alma. Lav milzu. It's no big deal. Ve'en locho sholov. You don't have to be worried about it. Doesn't. I said a dirty job, but speak there. I said a line, a good line. No. Afata omeloi. Adkan yitzahara. This is all what the yitzahara is telling you. Don't worry about it, it's no big deal. Ki mikro mole shevil rayosom. I'll bring you a mefurish posuk. I'll came back churub lo yismach Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam is not so freedom, he's not happy with his bochrim. There's the same with Amonos lo yachrim. Ki kule chanof umeira v'chol peh doiva nevolo. Hine loy hiskia kosova zeh loy avoy de zoro. The pasuk doesn't say avoy de zoro or gila loy se shrichas dom, which is the three biggies. But Gemara is not talking about that. Ela chanufa v'losh and horav and evil peh. Kulam michatas hapeh. It's all about the avera of the diburoi, the chatas hadibu. V'alein yotza gezeira. And on that came out the big gezeira. Al ken al bachurav leismach Hashem. Ela emes kedivrei rabbi sheni zichrein levrocho shenivul peh here a vaster shel dibur mamash. It's znus. Like what? There's a difference. Umishum znus hu nesha Kumo kol shari yom mitzvos. It's the same issa as gilui arois. The same issa. Chutz migufa shel maisa she'af al pi shem ben koros. You do a maisa znos, you chayev koros. But the same issa is an issa from dibur. Rav Mechazman, Olam has to chazal this day in, day out. Because you don't want to sit here a whole year or 2 years and in the end find out that the reason why you didn't make it is because you were apostle la avoda. The Rav Mechazman didn't want you to walk up on the Mizbeach. Because you killed Tzuras HaAdam. And it goes even further than Mashal asks Akasha. Everybody knows Kulam Yedin Lama Kala Nichnasil Chupa. Mishma Naval Piv. So the Mashal asks, why do young Bachrim die? What's the Oynish? So Mashal says, Mido Keneged Mido. What's Mido Keneged? You make Letzonos of Inyone Ishus, so you won't be Zoicha to the Simcha of Ishus. So I once asked a Shaila. The Matthias is that you see a lot of Munuvolim get married. Right? I turned on to Ramatisyon and I said to him, the Marshal says, Simcha shel Ishus. You'll be survivors in marriage. You won't be happily married. You'll survive. You'll get married, you'll survive. Like 75% of the Jewish community. You'll survive. Happy? Simcha shel Ishus? No, it's not happening. That's not happening. There are some bochum that are not zeicha to even get married. They're not zeicha to the simcha of Ishus, even for the few minutes that they think that they have happiness. Nivel Peh. I once said this vote 10, 15 years ago in Yeshiva. I got a phone call from a bocha. He's then a younger man, 2 years after he's married. It took him 5 years to get divorced. 2 years after he got married, he called me and says, Rabbi, you remember the Mashal? You told me to chat in Mashal. It came back to bite me. Not poshut. It's poshut. It's just main and it's hefka. It's not hefka. When you break Tzuras HaOdom, when you're breaking what the Ribbono Yisrael created, that is the Tachlis HaBriya, and you break the Briya. Oy vay vay, then everything is hefka. Then the Ribbono Yisrael lets out his kaas. Then the Ribbono Yisrael says, everything is going. We'll start with the Tzadikim, but right through. When we're given Rishus, when they've given Rishus to deform what a Yid is in his highest time of Avodah Beis HaMikdash, in the highest form of what we can be a Kohen Gadol B'Avodosai, with Talus and Tefillin, and you deform him then, is it not a right that there's something about Avodah Nivul Peh? And I don't even have to go to Har Nof. You walk around the dormitory, you go to a dining room, you overhear. How many times did Rabbi Kubitz tell me, ich komme rein dort Freitag zur Nacht und wir sitzen in Talbehäusen und the Sprach. Forget about Shabbos. The Sprach that's coming out of a Bocha. And then you want to know, you don't have Siyata Dishmaya. I feel depressed. I'm here, I'm there. I need professional help. I don't need professional help. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, if you don't have the Edelkeit, you're not going to be Zeicha to bring a korban on the Mizbeah. You're not going to be a Kosher Kohen. I don't need you in the Beis HaMidrash. You're not going to be Steigos in learning. You're not going to be a Moira Harabi So, which is basically saying to Steig in learning. Gzadin? Who knows how many people? I was by somebody's office a few years ago. You probably know yourselves. When you work in these offices, or in these big companies, the language on the floor, as they say. This is part of the lingo. It means nothing, as the Nesiv Shalom says. Ich mein gar nicht mit dem. That's the way we speak. We speak like a Schwarzer. We look like a Schwarzer. And we behave like a Schwarzer. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you cook says wie a Schwarzer, and the Abbas wie a Schwarzer. Say that. That's the way it's going to be. And I turned on to Balabos and I said to him, I heard him on the phone. You know, please. Stocks went down a bit, you know what I mean? So when the stocks go down, you know, people get nervous. And I said to him, who knows? It was just after when there was the big crash in America and a lot of big people went under. I said to him, who knows if the Gezeira, or that everybody's losing left, right and center, is not because the way they're talking in the offices. The way these Chosheva Balabatim who will come for Yache Kalos, finish Dafa Yomi, give Stocky Baral, have their name plastered all over the place. Who knows if it's not Ba'avoy Nivul Peh, that Afilu Gzeira Toivo, you were supposed to keep your money. But the way you talk, Rebbeinu Shalom says, Nefach L'ra, it turns over. Who knows? Rabbeisai, there's got to be a stop to it. The Olam has to start being careful. It's not a frumkeit, it's not yeshivishkeit, and it's not about I'm coming frumma, and I'm coming more this, and I'm coming more that. It's about your life. Tachaim v'amov is b'yad haloshim. Life and death is b'yad haloshim. No more, no less. You don't need any pshotim. And you'll see at the Ishmael whether you'll make it in business, whether you'll make it in marriage, whether you'll make it in Torah, whether you'll be a happy person through life is b'yad haloshim. But Rashi says that has. Rashi says over here is what we've got to remember always. That when Vayipach Ba'atov Nishmas Chaim, what was he? He was Moisef Day of a Dibu. Day of means Seichel. The Dibu has to be Mitzeichel. Use your Seichel. Understand that the pen of the heart, the pen of who you are, how you write is what you speak. How you speak is who you are. There's no running away from it. There's no excuses. This is who you are. And this is the way that the Rebbeinu Shalom paskens. Let me hear how he speaks. Oh, I say that. Say that. You will see after the Shmaya, Rabbi Yisai. You want to get a cheshek in learning. You don't want to kill the whole man. You want this man to go through. Hey, Bon, start with the Ardinus, with a certain edelkeit. Not every time when somebody takes your deodorant, there's four-letter words that have to come out of your mouth. Not every time the schnitzel got stolen does it have to become a whole thing in the dining room. Rabbeisai, you're not going to be able to learn afterwards. Use your seichel. Rabbeisai will give you siyata d'shmaya. Those who are makwish, which are yetzir hayro l'klal yisrael.